sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amatshono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kulwesi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje iqhubekela iyaqhubeka imikhankaso yokhetho lwemelika oluza qhutshwa ngolwesibili. Silethulela imbali kankosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla lama-Democrats oncintisana lomnumzana Donald Trump okubandla lama-Republicans kulolu khetho.
Njengabomama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, ngifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane.
Kulabe Zimbabwe abalandela ukhetho lwemelika oluzayo. Iyaqhubeka imikhankaso yokhetho lwemelika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo. Umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla le-Democratic Party lomnumzana Donald Trump we-Republican Party bakhankasela ukhetho lolu belokhu bekhanya bengutshikile obhanqa ezabelweni ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama-swing states. Umnumzana Trump lamhla usesabelweni se-Michigan, kuthi unkosikazi Harris ese-Las Vegas kanye le-Wisconsin. Ababili laba bathi bazangqoba ukhetho lolu. Abaningi emazweni achiyeneyo balulandela lolu khetho. Baningi abalulandelayo njalo kwele Zimbabwe. U-Ezra Chisaswanda usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umnumzana Mluleli Moyo ngomunye wabalandela ukhetho lolu.
Sufikeke esigabeni esilukhuni lapha abantu asebe nasela qiniso khona ukuthi luzaphuma kanjani. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela uKamala Harris ke ulethuba elihle lokunqoba. Uhlupho olukhona ngalo ubaba uTrump yiyona leyani into yakhe esiyaziyo ubandlululo. Abamsekelayo bebangumsindo yibo lawa abalenketha betshabe.
Unkosazana Beverly Mpofu usekela unkosazi Kamala Harris oncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lowayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump.
Esiwukhangeleleyo kuma-elections emelika yokuthi kuthole umuntu wesifazana ukuthi abe ngupresident, ngoba ngesikhathi kubusa u-Obama laphana hhayi America yayinhle kakhulu, njalo le crime ingarejiseka nxa kungangena umuntu wesimane.
Unkosikazi Fihlwe Ncubelayo uhamba nonkosikazi Harris.
Njengabomama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, ngifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane amele abomama. Sifuna kuwine umuntu ongumama ngoba lathi sifuna simelelwe njengabomama, lathi sibe lamandla njengabomama.
Kulabanye abachothoza ukhetho lwemelika. Umsekelo webandla le-ZANU-PF unkosikazi Lwazi Mbowa uthi ukhetho lwemelika alukhululekanga.
Ukhetho lwe-America into emangalisayo ukuthi abantu bangale bayathanda ukungenela izindaba zethu lapha e-Afrika. Ufice nxa sisenza izinto zethu sixekisile, ufice sebebuya bengenela bebhuza nje njengempukane. Khathesi nankoka kodwa oTrump kathi bayenzaniswakhe. Kodwa akakukhulula kuthule kuthiwe nje akula muntu obangenelayo futhi. Kuyithi abangawuthatha sebesingenile. Abangathatha ukuthiwa hhayi vele bese bengene through opposition. Sebefuna ukuthi bebalifulale yonke into bephambanisa ilizwe leli. Kodwa bona namfana asiboneni, sibona ukuthi bazayenza njani. Bakhangele. But akula safree and fair lapha.
Umnumzana Prince Vide Khumalo othazelela ezomdabu uthi ubone ngani ibandla lama-Democrats linganqoba kukhetho lolo.
American na ngokwami ngokuzalwa kwami eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona ngani ama-Democrats azaphumelela, ama-Republicans awusozaphumelele ngoba akhokelwe ngu-Trump and u-Trump wehluleka ebusa. Angiboni ukuthi kuyini okutsha angakunika abantu beAmerica okwakhathesi.
Bakhona njalo bathi uTrump nguye okumele akhokhele elemelika. Umsekeli kaMeya wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Edwin Dlovu uyakusekela lokho.
Yes, sikhangelele ukuthi ukhetho lokuqala likhululeke. Imelika yekhangelelwe kakhulu kwezedemokrasi, so sifisa ukhetho lwabo likhululeke. Ikanti le bandla elizawina sikhangelele ibandla elizapromota idemokrasi umhlaba wonke, hatshi ibandla elizaletha impi umhlaba wonke. Wasingakhangele ukuthi kule mpi which is hanging eRussia labo Ukraine, sikhangele njalo eMiddle East labo Israel. So sifuna umuntu ozathi nxa esewinile le bandla lakhe eMelika abe ngumuntu ozakhuluma ngokuthula, alethe labo abalwayo etafuleni kukhulunyiswane, kumiswe izimpi.
Abahlaziya ezombusazwe lokuhlola ukhetho bathi usekelo lukankosikazi Harris lo Trump eMelika lunguthili lobhanqa ezabelweni eziningi. Ngimele 27 ikamela ngeza Jesus Banda.
Wezinye eziphathelane lokhetho silethulela imbali kankosikazi Harris.
Omela ibandla lamademokrats kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris, yena ovela esigabeni esilemihlobo yabantu ehlukeneyo, udlale indima ebanzi kwezombusazwe engumqaphi ophoqelela ukulandelwa kwemithetho futhi ofuna inguquko. Le yindlela uHarris achaze ngayo unina ekhuluma emhlanganweni weDemocratic Party.
My mother was a brilliant 5 foot tall.
Umama wayengumuntu okhaliphileyo, omude, onsundu. Futhi wayezwakala nxa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi ukuthi akusolimi lwakhe.
Umlando kaKamala Harris uqala endaweni ezihlala abanengi eSan Francisco Bay, lapho azalelwa khona ngo-1964. Abazali bakhe babe ngabantu bokuza. Unina uShyamala Gopalan owayevela e-India loyise uDonald Harris owayedabuka kwele Jamaica bahlangana eBerkeley eCalifornia befunda e-University of California. Ngeminyaka yabo-1960 iBerkeley kwakuyinsika yokulwela amalungelo abantu abansundu. UHarris uthi akukhumbulayo ngalezo nsuku yikuthi abazali bakhe babesiya emihlanganweni yomzabalazo laye bemfuqa ngokuyinqodlana kwabantwana. Kwathi kufika umnyaka ka-1970 abazali bakhe basebehlukene. UShyamala Gopalan wasuka labantwa bakhe abangamankazana ababili wayalotsha kwesinye istezi eBerkeley okuyindawo eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiFlatlands. UCarol Porter ngumngane wakhe avela laye khatshana besangabantwana.
So they lived above the daycare center.
Ifleti labo lalilamakamelo amabili nendlwana yokugezela iyodo, njalo laliphezulu kwendawo yokugcinela abantwana, iShelton's daycare.
UCarol Porter loKamala Harris bahlangana okwakuqala esilindweni sebhasi. UPorter uthi,
we're the second class to desegregate Berkeley public schools.
Saba yiklasi yesibili eBerkeley ukuhlanganiswa abafundi abamnyama labamhlophe kuqedwa ubandlululo ezikolo zikahulumende.
UHarris wasuka wayafunda eHoward University okulikolishi elilomlando wabafundi abansundu, wasesiyafundela ezemithetho. Ngesikhathi abesilisa abansundu bebotshwa ngobunengi eCalifornia, wangena emsebenzini wokuba ngumtshutshisi, okungumsebenzi ochothozwa ngabansundu abanengi. UPorter uthi,
she wanted to go in and change things so that
wathatha isikhundla lesi ukuze eqede ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana okwakusenzakala okwakugxile ekubandlululweni kwabantu ngemihlobo.
Ngo-2002 uHarris wangena kukhetho lokudinga igqwetha elikhulu esigabeni seSan Francisco, uDistrict Attorney, encintisana lomuntu owayephethe leso sikhundla. Okhankasela abesifazana bebandla lamademocrats U-Andrea Justil uthi,
there had never been a woman district attorney.
Isikhundla lesi sasingakaze siphathwe umuntu wesifazane. Wayengumuntu ophansi kodwa wayelo ukuthile okubalulekileyo.
U-Harris wanqoba kulolu khetho. Wahle waqala umsebenzi ngokuvalela izigebengu eziningi ezilodlakela, futhi waqhelisa izigwebo zazo. Labo ababedliwe licala okwakuqala, lalabo ababedala amacala angeladlakela, wabafaka kuhlelo lwakhe lokuphathisa izibotshwa ukuthi zibe ngabantu abangcono olwalubizwa ngokuthi yi-back on track. Esekhethwe ukuba ngumtshutshisi omkhulu weCalifornia ngo-2010, uKamala Harris waphoqa amabhanga ukuhlawula imali engange-$20 billion ewajezisa phezu kokuqila abantu ababekwelede imali. Wathwalisa nzima izigilamkhuba ezichapha imingcele zithengisa izidakamizwa, futhi waqhuquzela ukuthi abantu abalobulili bunye labo bavunyelwe ukutshata. Ngo-2016, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba ngusenetha, waphanga waba lilizwi elilamandla ekhuluma ngendikimba ezifana leyabantu bokuza, i-immigration, ezempilakahle, kanye lokuguqulwa kwemithetho ephatha abantu kabi. Ngodumo lwakhe lokubuza imibuzo enzima, uHarris waba ngumuntu obaluleke kakhulu elizweni lonke jikelele. Ngomnyaka ka-2020, uHarris wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli, kodwa kazange ayendawo ngoba kwakulengxabangxoza enkulu phakathi kwalabo ayesebenza labo. Owake waba ngumphathisi kaHarris uJill Duran uthi,
there's definitely been stories about high staff turnover.
Yebo, sekuke kwaba nemibiko yokuthi yonelisi ukugcina abantu abazi umsebenzi kuhle.
UBiden wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lakhe, wasekhetha uHarris ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Ababili laba banqoba kulolu khetho. Lokhu kwaba ngokwakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuthi kube lomsekeli kamongameli wesifazana kumbe onsundu. Ebhekane lodaba lokwanda kwabantu abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha emngceleni ongezansi yelizwe, uKamala Harris wakhulumisana lenkokheli yamazwe akhelane leMelika ukuze kulungisiswe ukungahlaliseki okuxosha abantu kulawo mazwe kanye lobuyanga. Abezombusazwe baphanga bamfaka ilihlo. Osekela umnumzana Donald Trump, uKathy Wilmont uthi,
she was supposed to be the one that was in charge of securing our border.
Wakumele kube nguye ovikela umngcele wethu, kodwa angazi ukuthi usekwenzile yini lokho.
UHarris usegxilile emsebenzini wakhe awuqhuba echelesile, eyisithunywa emhlabeni jikelele lapho asekhulume ngosekelo lweMelika kanye lokuqeda ukufuthelana. Emsebenzini ochazwa ngokwephula imigoqo, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lamaDemocrats kukhetho lukamongameli ekuphumeni kukamongameli Joe Biden kulumncintiswano. UMatt Dibble we-VOA News ulobe lolu daba ese-Oakland, eCalifornia.
The Voice of America.
Yebo ke, kusenjalo uMongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi osenqotshwe kukhetho lokudinga uhulumende omutsha kwele Botswana uthi kaboni ukuthi kunqotshwa kwakhe kudalwe ibudlelwano alabo lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, njengolokho obekucatshangelwa ngabanye. Umnumzana Masisi utshela intatheli izindaba iFabron ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uMnangagwa kalani lokunqotshwa kwebandla lakhe leBotswana Democratic Party ngumanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change okhokhela umnumzana Duma Boko. UMasisi utheke sabi ukuthi umbuso omutsha ongaphansi kwebandla le UTC ungamthonisisa uma kulamacala awadale engumongameli, ngoba kungelamacala awadale ngumongameli. Uthi ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu belukhululekile, hathi lokho okukhulunywa ngabanye. Womelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli. Yena oligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu uthi uyabona ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka, uthi uyakubonga lokho ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka embusweni ngokuthula. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba ele-Israel libhombe eGaza lamuhla labulala abangamachumi amane 40 abagoqela abantwana labesifazana. Usecotshiwe umsekeli kamongameli kwele Kenya umnumzana Kithure Kindiki ongene esikhundleni esatshiwa umnumzana Rigathi Gachagua owatholwa lidale lephalamende elamacala enkohlakalo. Sike sizwe umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Inkinga yaseSudan isaqhubeka. Ngomfumfu lonyaka abantu abanengi babaleke bayaphephela kwele Chad. Umeli weMelika ku-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield unqume ele Chad ngokwamukela iziphepheli lezi, zona athi zibalekela ukufa. Uthe kungaba yikufa ngemikhuhlane kumbe ngendlala, ukuphelelwa lithemba kanye leziloyiso. Isimo siqhubeka sisiba sibi ngoba amabutho e-Rapid Support Forces, awe-Sudanese Armed Forces kanye lamanye amaqembu aya phambili ngokuhlasela abantu makhaza ngodlame olumangalisayo, futhi ebaphuca indlela zokuziphilisa. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe ukuze kulungisiswe lolu daba, kulezinto ezintathu okumele zenziwe eSudan. Uthe, okwakuqala, njengoba izigidi zabantu zibhekane lendlala emangalisayo, amazwe omhlaba kumele athumele usizo oluphuthumayo ukuze kuhlengwe abantu endaweni ezifana le-El Fasher, Sena, Diling, Kadugli kanye le-Khartoum. Siphatheke kabi ngokuthi endaweni yokuba kuvunyelwe usizo, iziphathamandla zedolobho le-Port Sudan ziyaluvimba lolu sizo futhi zisethusela abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe kumele iziphathamandla zeSudan zivumele ukuhanjiswa kokudla lolunye uncedo, futhi zivumele abapha lolu sizo ukwenza umsebenzi wabo kulokuthi zisebenzise ukudla njengesikhali. Uthe kubalulekile njalo ukuba eleSudan liqhelise uhlelo lokusebenza kwemingcele egoqela owe-Adre, livumele njalo ukuthi usizo lolu lufikele emagcekeni endizamchina ama-airports. Uqhubeke wathi, okwesibili, amazwe omhlaba kumele aqhelise imizamo yokuvikela abantu makhaza. Elemelika liyakusekela lokhu, futhi lifuna kuhlonitshwe imithetho elawula ukuphathiswa kwabantu abehlelwe yisimo esifana leseSudan. Amazwe omhlaba kumele eqale ukucabanga ngokusungula indlela zokuvikela abantu kanye lokuqeda ukulwisana. Okokugcina, amazwe omhlaba kumele asekele imizamo yokuletha umbuso okhululekileyo kweleSudan, kuchasise u-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Uqhubeke wathi, kahle ngicace, okwenzakalayo kweleSudan akumelanga kuvunyelwe. Ukwala kwebutho leSudanese Armed Forces ukuphatheka kuhlelo lokuqeda limpi, ukwehluleka kwamaqembu omabili alwisanayo ukulandela izimiso ezihlelwe ngamazwe omhlaba ngeke kuqhubeke. Ngakho, kumele sonke sibambe iqhaza, siqhelise imizamo yethu, kusho uThomas Greenfield. ELeSudan, kumele libuyele endleleni yombuso wentando kaZulu.
Sobu isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli bethu Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7, salibonani basilakazi kunye nabalaleli. Siyajabula ukwethulela indaba ezimnandi mihla yonke. Mina wami umbono bengithi indaba yevoti lekhaya wayengaveli ivalwe nje. Kuhle kuphele lokho kuthiwa kule voti.
Studio 7, linjani basakazi bami abahle abathandekayo. Sibonge kakhulu, bonge konke nabalaleli. Mina ngithanda ukugxila kakhulu kule ekababa uMnangagwa ukuthi mayethi uyaphuma uKhehla. Alright, uKhehla liphumule, lithathe nje umhlala phansi. Liyavuma eKhehla kutsho konta, liyavuma ukuthi lehlulekile. Noma bekhuluma lo baba that assembly beligama lakhe ethi yena iZimbabwe improve kakhulu, izinto zitshentshile ngobuningi. Asiziboni izinto ezitshentshileyo thini kakhulu ngapha esabeleni sethu semathepheleleni. Kumanje wabuka umgwaqo wetsholotsholwana ukuthi unjani. Kusuka nje kwapha embuyazwe, vele ngathi kusuka enowuthu uzuze ukuthi inyama endlovu udlule inyama endlovu ongeni uze ukuthi itsholotsho. Ngoba lutho umgwaqo oright wanalwana. Vele kunzima lapha, into awayikhulumayo nje ayikho. Uright nje umdala mayethi yena asethatha umhlalaphansi kungene omunye.
Studio 7 injani kodwa basakazi bakaVO Ndebele konke nabamameli niyaphila. Hayi, siyancenga uma lo Thulani ulana ke Soweto lapho kulokudlwanga undlwanga. Ngithanda ukuphawula ngezinto zeZANU-PF. Uyabona manje iZANU-PF sizobona kahle konke, mabhubesi, iimpisi, maganyana, makhanka nezimvu ziyaphuma ke lapho. Sengifisa lokuthi 2028 ngabe ukhona kusasa, khona kuzobonakala kahle ngoba vele ukulwa sokuqalile vele manje. Yikho vele ukuqala kwakhona manje. Ngizo sokubona sebedonsa besiyani, abanye bedonsa besiyani. Sokuqalile njengamanje. U-2028 vele yabe ingasekho ibandla lezana.
Mvuka njani hlobo zakithi. Indaba zabo Mnangagwa lezi nabotshiwenga badlala amagame ngathi straight. Thina sifuna umkhono womelizwe uvuselelwe. Bona babhizi badlala amagames abo ngelizwe ngathi. So kwinto ebuhlungu kakhulu yona leyo. Okokuthi manje thina somele ukuthi sibaqakezele izandla badlala igame yabo lapha engaqedakaliyo. Ilizwe lisasalele emuva than ukuthi bahlanganise babumbane bakhe ilizwe. Bona babhizi ngamagame nje angathi akananqondo totally. Ilizwe lisalele emuva kakhulu. Thina sifuna abantu abazobhekela umnotho welizwe bacreate imisebenzi ngesikhathi esincane. Hhayi lokho kwabo lokho abakwenzayo, kudlala ngabantu nebandla labo lele abalikulo. Sengu lokudlala nje sengilangela ama-games, hhayi ukuthi kukhuliswa umnotho. Ayikho into okuthiwa ikhulisa umnotho wabantu bephila kanjani. So hhayi kulisihlazo kakhulu lokho abakwenzayo. Thina asifuni nakwazi ukuthi ubani ngubani wenzani. Ngoba siyabona ukuthi abanayo ingqubekela phambili amanga kuphela nama-games abo lawa abadlalayo obugebengu.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusithumela yena imbono kunambolo ezithi +12 4650318. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux. Ucula umdumo awubiza ngokuthi Modern Jazz. Asizweni ixoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasa.
ULucky Dube umculi ocula imiculo etshiyeneyo ezama ukujabulisa uZulu. Asizweni imbali yakhe.
UDr. Lux wazalelwa eLwagwelo eMidlands eNtabazwe. Ngafunda eJombe eSengezi Primary School naseManzi Emnyama Secondary. Ngaphenduka futhi ekhaya. So Dr. Lux ephuma ebizweni lami lokuzalwa ukuthi Lucky. Saqhuma nje sathi Lucky Lux.
umculo wakhe ngwe jazz kodwa dodolansi uthi yena uyawuhlangahlanganisa ukuthi unambitheke kepha sewunike elinye igama
ngathi modern jazz mina ngiyibiza kanjalo then njengomuntu bakithi okhulele erumbeni angeke ngiphume kuyo ngoba ngiyayithanda isegazini so zizalithola ukuthi lapha engikhipha khona ingoma zami angeke uswele kuyirumbanyana lapha kuyabe kukhona kuyirumbanyana mhlawumbe namanye ama-genres ngoba ngikhule ngiwuthanda umculo kakhulu ngendlela yokuthi ngithanda nje yonke into nje engumculo wakithi
Dr. Lazi uthi umculi owamphathisayo wamfundisa ngomculo njalo umbonga kakhulu nguMartin Spanda wendolwane Super Sounds. Labantu bakibo abamkhuthazayo
ngomphakathi wakithi abantu baselwagwelu bathi hawu ndoda khathi manje wena awulanto ongasenzela yona njengoba ukhanye ngumuntu okhaliphileyo ukhanye ngumuntu ozazi into lezi zomculo ngaqala ngokuzama ingoma eyabiza indaba kadudula ngiyeze 2022 lo God Knows Moyo ngesikhathi ngisuka eGoli sengisehlala eZimbabwe ngakhipha leya ngoma ethi indaba kadudula hayi yahamba kakhulu ingoma leya nabantu bayithakazelela
Sasa uDr. Lazi wethulela uZulu elinye njalo indlelade lakhe elitsha. Umculo wakhe uyatholakala kumakhasi okuzilibazisa ebulenjini be-internet.
Indlelade elitsha msakazi liyaphuma mhlaka 2 November esibayeni The Crawl obulawayo emathobane. Sizobe silapho ke ngomgqibelo wona lo wesiwulandayo. Abantu abeze ngobuningi bakithi sizosupporta. Ngilethemba lokuthi nabantu bazoyithakazelela i-album lezayo.
Kusasa akubizwa ozwayo emathobana kobulawayo lapho lo mcimbi wokuphakulula idlalathe elitsha lika Dr. Lazi uyebizelayo uhlelo woza woza Friday kuliviki impresonto emnandi kililonke igama langenza Jesus Banda.
Yabonge umntumo ka elibuzo akuwoza Friday kumculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube yena uhamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux yena ke obexoxalo Ezra Jesus Banda siluqhuba lapha ke uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje lingakhohlwa iLive Talk lapho esixoxa ngokhetho lweMelika olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.